Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagné. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Oh, this is a great story, man. There's a guy, his name is Kenny. He lives in Australia. And he was on a date on Tuesday watching and betting on the Melbourne Cup horse races in a casino. His date wasn't really into him. And he says she told him, quote, "This isn't going to go anywhere."
I give her credit, at least. You know what? I'm not feeling this date.
Yeah. But just as she was about to catch a bus home, one of Kenny's long shots hit, and he won $553,000 on a $7 bet.
Whoa.
The woman was like, oh, boy, changed her mind and decided, you know what, I'm going to stick around. Hey, Kenny.
How
you doing, buddy?
I changed my mind. You look really attractive now. The sun wasn't hitting you in the right way.
Now, I'm going to give you credit. You know, Kenny is a lot nicer than I would have been because he actually did buy her drinks for the rest of the night. But after that, they did go their separate ways, and here's Kenny talking about it.
We had lunch and a few drinks and all the rest, right? And then she's like, Kenny, I'm really looking for something particular, and you're not it. I saw these numbers, I'm like, oh, my God, you know, so I'm like, I've stood up and I'm like gasping and that. And she goes, What are you doing? I said, I'm jumping up and down. I said, I can't believe it. She's been deleted now.
She's been deleted now.
Damn,
dude.
Yeah. That's, boy, oh, boy. You got to love that. You got to love when a woman's just like, I'm done with you. And then all of a sudden, he's $500,000 richer.
Yeah, I guess she said, I'm not feeling it. I want to get the 5 o'clock train. He's like, all right, no worries. Thanks for being honest.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he wins. Hey, I'll hang out with you tonight.
Yeah, really? I don't even know what that, I don't understand how that can be. I don't know. I can't get in a woman's mind because I still think, hey, congratulations, dude. Good for you. I still would have left.
Yeah.
But then she hung around, let him buy her drinks.
Caught up in the moment. She's just like, that's amazing. And I want to celebrate with you.
Yeah, I'd be like, I don't want anything to do with
this. Yeah, I'm still deleting her.
Yeah, I don't want her sticking around. She already told me that I'm not the one. I don't want her hanging around with my celebration. I mean, she's the last person I want to celebrate
with. I'm curious what she was looking for. Maybe a rich guy. And then she found him.
Yeah, she found him, but a little too late. He says he's going to use his money to buy a house, which that's a cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Hey, you would still want her to hang around, Steve? See, I think as a guy, once you tell me I'm not the one, get out.
I don't know, though. Like, I kind of want to celebrate at that moment. And if she's the only person around that I kind of know, well, I want to celebrate with somebody.
Oh, all right.
I think I'd laugh it off. And in my head, I'd be like, yeah, there's no chance in hell anything's going to come of this. But I just need a drinking buddy because this is an awesome moment. I just want $500,000.
I'm surprised you say that because if I was in your situation, I would have called my best friend and been like, get your ass down here.
Yeah, good call.
I'm picturing you with Munson and all your bros.
Yeah.
I
would call Rich, the party bus buddy I have from Lion Pride Party Bus.
Yes.
Like, Rich, stop whatever you're doing and go pick up Munson and J-Mac and get over here.
Yeah, I suppose she wasn't being a douche. She was just being honest. So, it doesn't sound like she was being a C, you know. So, I guess I
zero to C real quick.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You're dead to me. If you tell me that, you know, we're on a date and you're like, you're not what I'm looking for, get out.
But, I mean, that also could have been a chance for him to hook up with whoever. He's just like, I'm a millionaire.
That's what I would have thought. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Half a millionaire. I'm partying. I'm buying stuff for everybody, and I'm telling them why. Like, I'm just going up to random. I would have gone up to random, especially if she was still there. I'd go up to any woman and go, I just want $500,000. I'm going to buy your drinks for the night.
Do you think he was super attracted to her and was hoping that maybe at the end of the night we'd still hook up?
That's what I'm thinking. And it's the only reason to keep buying her drinks in my brain.
And then when she's just like, hey, yeah, that was a lot of fun, but I'm still not going to hook up with you. He's like, all right, well, now you're deleted.
Yeah. I think you might be right about that.
I don't know.
It sounds like it. It does sound like that's exactly what happened.
What an awesome moment. What, less than 10 bucks and he got $500,000.
I know. That's the kind of payoff we're all looking for. And he gets it.
I need to start betting on horses.
I mean, yeah, that long shot. Jeez, $7 long shot?
Like, it's so easy.
Yeah. Well, that's why they're a long shot. I mean, a lot of people that are professional horse bettors are probably pissed. Like, are you kidding me? Apparently, there was a bug that affected text messaging all over the country. And I don't know if you heard about this. This has really caused a lot of people grief. As messages that were sent on Valentine's Day were just sent today, like, or yesterday. They just got them.
What?
People sent text messages on Valentine's Day this year, and people did not get them until yesterday and today.
How weird.
Yeah, a bunch of people did not get them. There were some texts from other days as well, and people are on social media going, dude, I'm getting texts from, like, dead people, folks that were really important, ex-boyfriends and girlfriends that all of a sudden, hey, love ya. One person said, hey, mom's doing really well. She's upbeat. And, of course, that was back in February. She had died months later.
Oh, man. I was going to say, like, what if it was, like, someone that passed away and then you get the happy Valentine's Day message? I mean, in a weird way, it probably feels nice. Like, you got that, but it's, like, kind of, like, what if, like, your significant other passed away and all of a sudden you just get a text today, love you. You're like, what the F is going on?
See, that would make me think that, yeah, see, I wouldn't even imagine that it was an old text message. I would think somebody's messing with me or she's communicating with me from the grave.
Or be like, wow, cell service in the afterlife is really awesome.
Yeah. And this is with all the carriers. They don't know what the hell happened. Sprint says it was a maintenance update. T-Mobile's blaming it on a third-party vendor. And Verizon and AT&T haven't even commented.
They're like, we have no idea what's going on.
But that's what kills me is when they're all coming up with different reasons and it's happened on all of these carriers.
Yeah, hey, PR people, why don't you all call each other? Get a group chat going.
So is everybody using the same texting thing? Like all the carriers? Because how could this be happening to every one of them unless they're all using the same, if you will, third-party service?
Some weird glitch going on. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, wow. And what if Valentine's Day of all the... So a lot of people got in trouble probably, Steve.
I was about to say, what if somebody got dumped? And you know what? You probably are better off because of it. But what if someone dumped you because you didn't text me that you love me on Valentine's
Day? Yeah.
And the guy's like, I swear I did. And then there's an argument.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you're absolutely right. A lot of people probably got, you know, the side eye for that.
Technology's weird, man.
Yeah, it's, you know, maybe we should be done with it, right? You know, just get the big E.
But then we have to talk to people on the phone again.
Oh, I want to
deal with this.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, well, I don't think we should have to do that.
So it happened to me. I got a message from Valentine's Day at like 3 a.m. on Thursday. It was so weird.
That is bizarre. Yeah. Well, nobody ever texts me anything on Valentine's Day, so it didn't happen to me. So
how weird would be if you're lying in bed with your significant other and you get a text and I'm like, babe, I'm right here. You could tell me.
Yeah. Or if it was somebody like, yeah, you were in another relationship with back in February,
got
a brand new relationship now, and there it is.
Who's this girl?
Who's this?
And then likely story, it's a text issue.
Yeah, right. And what if they sent not just a text, but like a racy picture along with it?
Oh, wow.
You know, and there you are in bed, your phone, and there it is. There's just some girl's hoo-ha hanging out from February.
Well, that's sort of aggressive text if it's the hoo-ha.
Well, look, it's Valentine's
Day. Do you warm up to that at least?
On Valentine's Day, I better get the hoo-ha.
Oh, here's some flowers?
Yeah. You know what? You want flowers, I get the hoo-ha on Valentine's Day. Come on.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on, people. Yeah.
Never mind.
No, you know what? No. Oh, you had to
think about yourself. I was thinking about the festival. You know.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Oh, like, yeah. Don't need to go down that.
No, road. You really don't. No, good joke. Good job.
I'm growing.
Yeah, you really are. Well, I don't know if it's affected you, but Joey, Sarah, they've been sick. Cold and flu season is upon us, and so far, I mean, knock on everything, I haven't had it hit me. But I'm not touching anybody, and I'm really patient zeroing everybody who I know has it.
You should go around like wear one of those masks.
Yeah, I really, but it doesn't, it's not, you understand, the people that have it should be wearing the masks. That's the point.
Ah.
That's enough. How you get it prevented.
What do you want from me?
Me wearing a mask isn't going to stop me from getting somebody putting their fingers all over the place, you know, or them coughing at me. I mean, the mask, I don't know.
So wear rubber gloves and a mask.
All right. I should just get a hazmat suit, really.
Just wear a bubble.
Yeah. I really do. I need a Gyllenhaal, that'd be. So, people have been asked, since this is the season, what would you give up to guarantee that you wouldn't get sick this year?
Just for 1 year?
Yeah, for one year you don't get six, and get sick. Excuse me. They've got five things that people say they give up to not get sick this year. And I mean, it's cold and flu season. I mean, obviously, sick means a lot of things. Like, I don't know, you have massive issues, heart issues. I'm assuming it's just cold and flu sick they're talking.
I'm guessing that so you don't get a head cold or a sniffles.
Yeah,
I don't know if I give up anything.
Yeah, you know what the number one thing?
Netflix.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's number five on the list. I mean, your
it actually is on the list?
Well, your favorite TV show, and I would put Netflix in there.
Oh, no, I'm not giving up The Neighborhood or 911.
Oh, so you're just giving up Netflix.
Netflix. Okay. I barely use it anyway.
Well, all right, in that case, it didn't make the list.
Damn it.
Number one is amazing to me. I don't know what to make of this, unless people just don't think that it's much of a thing. The number one thing that people would give up so they wouldn't get colds or flus this year?
Their significant other.
Okay, that's
wow. Everything.
That's number 69.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Our vacation time. In order not to get sick, which, by the way, when you get sick, you get sick days. So, I mean, granted, you're sick, but at least you're home. For me, I get to binge watch all my shows when I'm sick. Even if I have a massive
headache. You're like an elementary school kid.
Yeah.
Get to watch Price is Right.
I don't feel good, but even if I have a massive headache, the TV distracts me, so I'm not giving up vacation not to go through that.
There's not a chance in hell I'm giving up vacation.
Almost 40% of us say, yeah, they would do that. Give up their vacation time to not get sick this year.
I'm with you guys. However, I know a lot of people who get sick like multiple times in the flu season. Like I'm talking like 7-8 times a flu season.
Oh.
You know, like it'd be teachers that work with a lot of kids and germs and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And so if you were getting sick like that often.
That's a good point.
I could see it.
That's not my world. It's almost never I get sick.
Same.
So, yeah.
Welcome to the world of people that have allergies. See, that's exactly what we go through in allergy season. It's like we're getting the cold and flu, like, you know, multiple times in a short period. It sucks. So, if you're thinking of it that way, Danny, you're right. I might be considered to give up some vacation time to avoid allergy season. So, yeah, I could see that. Okay. How about this? I would definitely give up number two.
What's that?
And that is social media.
Oh,
I give that up in a heartbeat. Are you kidding me? Can I just give it up anyway?
Yeah. Give me any reason. I'll be happy.
Oh. Number three, I don't know.
I'm not giving up Twitter, though.
That's part of social media.
Not for me. It's life.
Really?
Really? You can't give it up? Oh, I can't stand any of them.
I'm kidding.
Oh, you are? Oh, all right. You know what? You say that, but I don't know, man. I look at you, I could believe it.
Twitter's fun for me, though. I have no problems with Twitter. It's all the other ones that annoy the F out of me.
Yeah. Well, at least you're right. Twitter is the least bothersome to me.
For some people, though, that's their most bothersome. It just depends, I guess, on who you're following.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what it is. I don't have to use Twitter for business. It's, you know, not really.
Yeah.
I mean, and even when I do go through, like, my notifications, for the most part, they're not horrible. Every once in a while, there's a troll, and I've got to put him in his place and say, look.
Mute that person.
Yeah. That's what I tell him. I can block you in a heartbeat, dude. So you really want to be this idiot? Okay.
But it's fun to follow what's up with my favorite wrestlers and certain film stars.
Certain film stars. Is that what you call them? Certain film stars.
Yeah.
You mean adult film stars.
Well, yeah, I mean, they are adults.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Doing adult things.
Yeah, they are.
Okay. What they like to do as adults.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah,
I know. You know what?
Awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
The other ones don't allow that.
Yeah, no, you're actually right. Twitter lets you see what you want to see. And their favorite food is what people would give up.
Ooh.
33% of us said they give up their favorite food.
I'm not giving up sushi.
No. Ooh. You know what? Like Danny says, I'd have to get sick a lot to give up Indian food. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know, man. And sleeping in on the weekends. People would give up sleeping in on the weekends to not get sick.
I don't sleep in on the weekends.
I was about to say.
Sleeping in for me is like 6 a.m.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means.
That is sleeping in, though, for you guys.
You know, that's sad. But if I get up at 7, that's like an extra four or so hours of sleep.
I mean, that.
How sad is that?
It is actually really
sad.
Yeah,
see, I stay up very, very late on our, like tonight, I'll be up really late.
Well, you're board gaming.
That's why.
You're going to be board gaming like a crazy man tonight?
Like tonight and tomorrow. So I can't sleep in too much tomorrow because we have a birthday party board game thing that starts early. So I can't really sleep in too late. Still late, but like you said, 7 o'clock is fine.
Oh yeah, but that's just so it feels so weird when you tell someone like, "Hey, what time did you get up?" I'm like, "Oh, I slept in until 7," and they just start laughing. They're like, "That's not sleeping in."
Yeah. 48% of people say that if a coworker was obviously sick and showed up for work, they would tell them to go home. I am that guy.
Oh, yeah.
I do not come in. Don't do it.
Don't get all of us sick.
Yeah. I'm trying to tell Sarah that, but Sarah's like, I'm a hard worker. I'll come in anytime. And she's sick. Atta and girl. Here she is.
Just crush some box wine. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
You realize you just contradicted yourself.
I know.
Okay. All right, good. Well, as you realize.
He's very aware of all of this.
He really is aware of his hypocrisy. I forget it. And I don't know why I work with somebody like that, because all I want to do is try to get to the facts, and Steve's all about, facts aren't important. My hypocrisy is important.
Because he's awesome.
Thank you, Rev.
Yeah, no problem.
This is a good Friday.
Yeah, okay. The Troll and the Hypocrite. This is great. That should be the new show, The Troll
Thursdays
and the
Hypocrite. On NBC.
All right, Ozzy Osbourne. I don't know if you know this man. He's released his first... You wrote fist.
Well, you said it right, Ron.
I did. Burgundy. I know, but I just had to laugh just because everything is fist with you.
Wow.
It really is. Yeah, sorry about that. Take two. Ozzy Osbourne just released his fist new solo song in over 10 years. And the cool thing is it features our buddy Duff McKagan on bass.
I think this is the fifth time that Duff McKagan's ever played with Ozzy.
It really is the fifth time.
Yeah.
Is it the fifth time for Chad Smith of the Red Hot Chili Peppers being on drums?
Yes, I believe that as well.
Yeah, this is the radio.com world premiere of Ozzy's new tune. It's Under the Graveyard on the Rock.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. All right, a bunch of people were talked to. It turns out the majority of parents say they feel like they are missing out on the fun of raising their kids because of their obligations. Steve.
Okay.
This is here for you. You're about to be a parent.
I am.
And these parents are saying,
one month
Steve,
away, BJ.
1 month away.
It could happen even right now. We have no idea.
Yeah. That's the mystery.
That's insane.
But these parents are saying, what happens is the kid comes in, boom, there you are. All of a sudden, life starts getting around. All of a sudden, the obligations happen. And you don't even notice the little one just, you know, going through life, having a great time.
Just growing up right before your eyes.
Dude, I see pictures on, I have these two awesome like collages of pictures in my walk-in closet. So when I get dressed in the morning, I get to see my past, basically. And honestly,
is it a picture of you yelling?
Luckily, we were able to find moments where I wasn't yelling to at least capture those moments. There weren't many, but we did find some. But I mean, I look at the pictures and it's like more and more it's difficult for me to remember what those times were like. And I'm like, so I must not have really, I can pick on Danny a lot, but I think Danny's going to have a lot of good memories because he really makes his most of the time that he's with Lily. And I'm like, I don't, oh God, what did we do? What stuff happened?
He's definitely going to have a lot of pictures to look back on.
That's a fact, yeah.
So long as Facebook doesn't shut down.
Well, you know. No, I keep photo albums. Too.
I'm sure you do. You probably have what Shutterfly,
Snapperfly.
Yeah. We were talking about that. We're going to think about doing like one of those ones where you just send the pictures and they turn them into books.
It's the best.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Just like, you know, maybe like, yeah, every few months, just do that. Just so that way, because photo albums, I mean, who has photo albums anymore, really?
I do.
You guys print pictures?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man, I don't.
Well,
I
don't know. I haven't printed a picture in a long time, but I have a photo album for all the old stuff because we didn't
have
all this
cool stuff.
Well,
yeah, I know that. I have that too, BJ. I'm talking about recently.
Oh, recently.
There's a lot of apps out there that will give you like 90 free pictures. Mm-hmm. And so it's super easy. You don't really think about it. I printed like 100 and something of just, you know, Prince Migs, my foster baby.
See, I like Steve's idea with the book, though. The books are awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, you know, it's not cheap, but it's not that expensive. And what, like, you do it, like, maybe, like, twice a year, and you could have, like, these cool moments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But and there's something nice about flipping through a book rather than just looking through your phone.
Yeah, especially when the kid gets older. I mean, we'd be like, hey, log on to this ancient thing called Facebook.
I like the Apple TV thing where you can have as your screensaver on Apple TV all your pictures, and I just put them in a photo album and then they throw them on there as my screensaver. That's a fun thing to do.
I never thought about doing that. That's a good idea.
Oh, look at you thinking I have a good idea for the first time ever.
Wow. But that requires me getting Apple TV.
That's a good point. Sorry about that. Yeah, pretty much all of us said we wish we had more time to spend with our kids. And 40% of us say, yeah, they've already missed at least one major milestone in their child's life. I don't know what that is. Sarah seems to think that, her 8th birthday was a major milestone.
She also thinks her 22nd, 23rd, 24th, they're all major milestones.
Yeah, she still hasn't forgiven me because I took the job here 20 years ago, and actually next week is when I would... No, this is the week I was driving. So this is the week that I drove across country, 20 years ago to take this job in Seattle. And I missed Sarah's birthday because she couldn't move out here until late December, and her birthday was early December.
And she's still mad at you about that?
Oh, she's so mad at me about that.
Maybe that's why she has such issues with birthdays.
Yeah.
You traumatized her.
I took her out, gave her a nice breath. We went out and had a nice day on ourselves. I gave her a special present before I left and said, this is like you're going to have two birthdays. No, it didn't mean anything. She was, I'm like, oh, God, you are the worst kid ever.
Wow. Happy birthday. You're the worst.
I'm going to get a job so that you can continue to have birthday parties.
Got Sarah's birthday party invite on Facebook, though. Very exciting.
You? Oh, good.
Did you happen to see the picture that she's using for her invite?
No. I didn't get invited. That's why.
Wow.
That she's doing something bad to a...
No, she's just licking a bottle of wine.
Oh, my daughter.
Or a bottle of champagne.
Yeah. God, she's so ratchet.
She's got a little princess.
It's a princess ratchet. That's what she's got. Yeah, she's the new Disney princess, nice. Princess Ratchet.
I don't know if I'll be able to make it because that's the day after my child is born, but I'll see if I can get out of that.
Oh, you better make it, Steve. Your child's birth is not going to be an excuse to miss Sarah's birthday.
Can I bring the child? Okay. It's only a day old, but it's cool to party. She's excited about this.
Yeah. Though I have to tell you.
Sweet.
We did
10 p.m. We'll be there.
We did have people come to our party with a newborn one time, and it was weird.
Yeah.
They were getting trashed. And it's like...
With their baby?
Yeah.
They're stupid.
Guess you played with the baby all night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it was Vicky.
And show up to a party and they both got wasted?
Yeah.
That sounds like bad... I'm not a parent yet, but I mean, that sounds like bad parenting.
Oh, yeah, you think? Yeah, I agree with you. 100% I agree with you. The top 10 moments that parents want to experience with their kids, what do you think? What's the number one thing you think you'd want to do with your kid?
Soccer games.
Oh, good call, Steve. Going to a sporting event.
Wow.
Yeah, that's it. For me, it would be going to like a ball game. I'm not going to play sports or go to one of their sports. I don't want to see Joe just look horrible on a basketball court.
How?
But I don't mind taking him to see the Red Sox take on the Mariners.
Oh, so you want to go to a sporting event with him but not watch him play sports.
Oh, yeah, I've done that. And let me tell you, that was painful.
To my wife, we were joking about this yesterday. Just about, she's like, I hope our kid doesn't want to play soccer because she just finds soccer boring and the weather, it doesn't matter what the weather is. You're always playing soccer.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't care. I'll be there no matter what. She's like, I'll be there too, of course. And I'm like, I don't know. You might be embarrassed to be next to me because the minute our kid touches the ball, I'll probably be like waterworks. I'm going to be that dad.
Oh.
It's going to be like, she touched the ball.
Oh,
with a
God.
Sign. Like a...
Well, yeah, you were
kick
so
that ball.
You were so bad at sports. If your child shows any ability to be able to actually move the ball in the right direction, you're going to be like, she's a prodigy.
Or you could have the experience I did when we put Lily in softball when she was 4. She ran away from the ball crying and would refuse to go back onto the field. And I was like, this was supposed to be special. This is not that special.
Yeah.
But it means you don't have to go to baseball games or softball games anymore.
100% true. Yeah. I was
so
happy.
They do have playing sports and going to a sporting event is two different things. So I think that, my thing is taking them to a ball game or something as opposed to watch them do their own sporting things. Yeah. The number two thing people want to do with their kids, teach them a new skill.
Like riding a bike?
That's probably like the thing. That's the iconic thing you do is teach them that. Or for me, teaching Joey how to play games.
Mm-hmm.
That was the thing. I don't know what I taught Sarah. Probably nothing. Yeah.
You taught her how to rebel against her father by drinking a lot.
I did teach her that. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Though I like this one. I think, I hope I've done this for my kids. And this is very artistic, but see, my wife and I are both very artistic people, so we knew our kids, they had to be that way. Exploring their creativity.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like we've encouraged that with both of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I would imagine so. From past stories, you've always, whether it be dance or Joe...
You can't think of it.
Drinking and cooking.
Oh, yeah, cooking. Yeah. Cooking, I love cooking. Can be an art form.
Did you see Steve try to come up with something like, I don't know what Joey does.
Well, what does Joey do?
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing. I would, you know, I would say basically his geeky side. I really nurtured his geeky side.
Did you have anything that you absolutely wanted your kid to learn as a skill, like from the get-go? Like, I want to make sure when my child is old enough, I'm going to have her or him do blank.
I wanted them to be able to actually to be able to articulate any sort of position that they had. I always felt in my life, I wanted to be able to represent myself to my family when I didn't think things were fair. And so I wanted them both to know you can negotiate your position if you think it's fair. Of course, that backfired on me because that's all they did was just litigate everything.
Yeah, I
didn't
say earmuffs, BJ, because I'm going to probably compliment you, but I feel like you've definitely accomplished that. They're both very willing to share how they feel.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
And I definitely wanted that because I felt like in my life I was not allowed to do that. And even when I was right, my lovely parents just would not acquiesce the fact that they were both idiots and I actually was smarter than them. Joey at least was able to say, you're both idiots and I'm smarter than you. And Kathy and I just cracked up when he told us that one day. It was like, he's probably right, but it's pretty funny that he actually gets to say it because that would have been a backhander in my day.
See, I have two things that I'm absolutely like, these are this is not up for debate.
Yeah.
First one is, as soon as the baby is available, because it's a female, because we're bringing a baby girl into this world, she is taking some form of a martial art the minute she can walk.
Which I find that interesting.
Why? It's time for her to kick some ass.
Yeah, she may not want to do that. How are you going to be with her if she doesn't want to do that?
I haven't figured that out yet, BJ. I got a couple years, but I'm going to make sure.
Yeah.
Because A, it's a great thing to teach discipline. But B, I mean, it's a crazy world. I want her to be able to protect herself.
You know, Sarah, were you the one that had an opinion about that? I think Sarah was. Sarah has an opinion like, well, yeah, because she wanted nothing to do with martial arts. Joey was in martial arts, and Sarah's like, no. But Sarah took dance. And if you want to teach somebody discipline, dance is definitely a discipline teaching
thing.
Yeah,
but you can't pirouette a guy in the face like you can with like a good punch or a kick.
So you're long term. See, look at you. You're already afraid for her.
Of course.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Of course. And the other one is that she's got the, because obviously a musical family it's going to be. I mean, me and my wife both love music. Piano.
Oh, wow. You are going to be like maybe the worst parent ever.
Well, that one is a little bit more debatable.
Playing piano and going to martial arts might be, for some kids, that is horrific.
Well, too bad. That's the life you're going to live.
That's the life you're going
to
live.
If you want to be Baby Migs, you got to be able to kick some ass and tickle some ivories.
Yeah, I got news for you. Oh, I cannot wait. I cannot wait.
How about some kick some ivories? And
I really can't wait.
No, Rav, no.
Yeah.
No. Then I failed.
Danny, can you tell him how easy it is to get a girl, your daughter, to do what you want her to do? Tell him how easy that is.
Oh, it's not easy.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, I don't agree with BJ a lot, but this one, I'm not saying she won't do it. It's just the same with Lily doing the softball thing. I was like, oh, it's going to be so much fun. You're going to look so cute in your uniform. And it was like, wah! it's so embarrassing.
Good. Yeah, Steve. And I know you, Steve. You just walk away when I start having an argument with you about anything.
Well, yeah, I got, you know, some things in the microwave.
Yeah, that little kid, dude, forget about it. They're relentless when they want something or don't want to do something.
Oh, I'll cross that bridge when it happens, I guess.
No, you're going to run away from that bridge when it happens. I know you. You're going to go, all right, it's all yours, honey. I'm out.
No, that's with you. This is my child. We didn't give birth to you.
I can't wait. I really can't wait.
Thankfully.
I really can't wait for this. Taking your kid to a museum? Watching them experience something new? Yeah. I mean, I have to tell you, when they really understand like the Halloweens and the Christmases, when they get it, like we take them around when they're early and they don't know what's going on, but the year they get it, it is, that's what they talk about, seeing the magic through the kids' eyes. You go, whoa, it does bring you back. When these kids, when they first opened presents, when they were like, Santa's here, it's unbelievable. It's just like it makes you a kid again.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So that's cool. I can see that.
For me, it was the ocean. We took Lily when she was like zero, and it was like, oh, this is fun, you know, whatever. But then this past summer, I was able to take her Father's Day, and she saw the ocean for the first time, and I teared up. And it was just like, this is my kid. She was so excited,
that's so cool.
Screaming, running into the ocean, and I was like,
Yeah, and almost every kid loves the water. Danny, you just reminded me when we brought our kids for the first time to the ocean. It was pretty awesome. Joey was running around trying to catch seagulls. He's in, and he was like, I will get this done. Oh, I wish we had video in those days. I mean, we did, you know, if we had the phones like we have now. Dude, he was on a mission, and he'd come back to me, and he'd come up with strategy. All right, Dad, I think the problem I'm having is that I'm not really judging the vector. I'm looking at him like, and these seagulls are like, will you please keep your kid in line? We can't go invade other people's corn chips if he keeps chasing us. And he is just running around, you know, and oh, it was so awesome. But the thing that I love, this is my number one, because I've done it with both my kids, and that's going on a road trip. You and your kid.
But at least take them somewhere fun.
Yeah. Well, why do you look at me like I wouldn't have done that?
Oh, no, this is projecting on my own parents.
Yeah, you're looking right
No, I'm projecting on my own parents. It's not you.
Where did they take you?
Frickin' Hershey Town.
Oh, right, yeah.
What's wrong with
Well, all you want to do is go to Disney World, and you beg every year to go there. Yeah. Instead, they take me to a little place with a bunch of chocolate and, like, some crap-ass rides.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We did actually take Joey and Sarah. I think we took them both, or at least Joey, to Hershey, Pennsylvania. We actually did take that trip. But we didn't do it in lieu of Disney World. We just said, hey, we heard this is a pretty fun place, and there's candy.
Yeah, that's brutal.
No, Hershey, what is it called? Hersheyville? Or what? I don't even know. Hershey Highway?
Hershey Highway.
Hershey Highway.
I think it's the Hershey Highway. That's what it is.
It's a super fun place. Yeah. If you're not expecting that one day, you know, you keep begging for Disney World, it is not even close to Disney World.
Your parents and my parents were the generation where they got you the knockoff model. I was just at the store the other day and I saw the knockoff My Little Ponies.
Yeah, it was GoBots, not Transformers.
Yeah, that's the thing. And that's what they do. Oh, here's the knockoff Disney World. It's Hershey Town.
Yeah, it's Hershey Park.
Hershey Park.
That's what it is, yeah.
That makes sense. It's a park, and it's Hershey.
They do have some cool featured activities now. You can create your own candy bar down to the wrapper.
Ooh, it's still not Disney World, Vicky.
I'm just saying it got
cooler. Is it freaking Mickey Mouse?
No.
Well, it's always hard to get to Mickey Mouse. I never got to see him.
See, that's the thing. Vicky's going to be that parent that will try to make it fun because she can't get down where she's got to go. Yeah. See, that's what it's going to be. But I'm with you, Steve. My parents always said, hey, how about this? This is not what I asked for. This is a cheap knockoff. Yeah. But road trips, man, Joey and I mean, as a little kid, we'd go take these Magic the Gathering trips and we'd go play in tournaments and we would travel all around. We were in Rochester, New York, and we'd go everywhere like Hershey. And that's why we went to Hershey Town, because they actually had a Magic tournament.
Hershey Park.
Yeah. So we took, it was like, hey, Sarah and Kathy, come along with us. Joey and I will be playing Magic and you guys can go visit Hershey Park, Steve's favorite Disney World replacement.
You know what it is? I got to keep this in the back of my mind. The problem wasn't the road trips. The problem was riding in a car with my father.
Yes.
Because he had road rage from the minute we left the house to the minute we got there.
Your father and I would get along well.
And we grew up in New York, and there's traffic no matter where you go.
Yeah.
And now as an adult, I've realized my dad, although I used to think he was like the greatest driver in the world and new directions and all that, but now as I've gotten older and understand watching him as an adult, he has no sense of direction. He gets lost on his own, even with GPS on.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, imagine life without GPS and he was following a map. I have no idea what he was really doing. As a child, I thought he was doing it right, but I think he just completely would get lost all the time.
And that's scary.
And then you scream and curse. Yeah. You're just like, you're on edge. Like, the idea of going in a car was terrifying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, as a man, you're supposed to be able to be the road trip guy. And if you don't have a sense of direction, I can appreciate that with your father. My wife has got the best sense of direction, but she's like, would you like to drive? I go, no, I really wouldn't, because I don't know where I'm going. And she's a horrible navigator. So it's like, why don't you just drive?
I've witnessed the two of you in a car in Hawaii. And it was hilarious because you're like, tell me where to go. She's like, all right. And then you said, well, I don't trust you. I'm going to put on GPS. And so she's trying to tell you which way to go. GPS is telling you the other way to go. And I'm like, we are effed.
Yeah. I know.
I thought we were just trying to get some donuts.
I really hated it. I remember you guys being with us. And I'm like, oh, I cannot believe it's going to happen because Kathy's going to go. Because that's what Kathy does. I think we should go right. I go, the GPS is not telling us to go right. And then when we go her way, she's like, oh, yeah, that's right. That's a different place. And I'm like,
are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Okay,
I would lose my mind.
And exactly. Which is why I said, I can't drive with you. And then she accused me of having an addiction to GPS. She goes,
I'm addicted to going the right way.
I know. It was like the dumbest, like, this is what we had to pay a couples counsel for, to show that my wife was an idiot. I mean, it was like, I could have saved like $500. I could have told you she was an idiot at the beginning, but now we have to be for five sessions for you to figure this out.
It's expensive, but you were right.
I was right.
Worth it.
All right, yesterday, Steve, he did get this one right.
Which bodily organ produces urine?
The heart.
No, what?
The kidney.
Yes.
Good job, buddy.
Yeah.
You want a shot at beating Steve? All right, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy.
Here's a question from a listener. My house is currently in foreclosure. I've stopped making payments. What can I do to save my house?
If you're already in foreclosure behind on your mortgage, you can stop the foreclosure by filing a bankruptcy. There's different types of bankruptcy. Chapter 13 can help you catch up on your house payments if you're behind. It would mean that you'd have to start making your house payments again and catch up on the amount that you're behind over 5 years. You could also take off or strip off your second mortgage, which would help you to reduce your housing payment every month, especially once you're done with the plan and done catching up on your first mortgage. We could also try to buy you some time by filing a Chapter 13 case. Filing a Chapter 13 would definitely stop your foreclosure.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.